You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, I got to tell you, we've got a lot to talk about today, but there is no other big story than what someone's trying to pull off in regards to what potentially could be the next election. And we've got someone very, very up to speed on what's going on and what he would have done about it if he was governor. Stay here. It's Kevin McCullough.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends. Look, it's been the worst kept secret for the last, 2 months. There's been people saying indictment that's going to come. Will it happen tomorrow? That's what former President Trump seemed to imply in his post over the weekend. But what does it all mean and what is it all about? And why now does Alvin Bragg suddenly decide to do his job? Let's talk about it with former Congressman Lee Zeldin, who came this close to being governor. Oh, man, I wished we had been able to get him across the finish line. Lee, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
You got it. Great to be with you, Kevin.
One of the things that you made no bones about on the campaign trail is that Alvin Bragg basically was the stock boy on day one of his new job at the grocery store who came in and said, you know what, I'll stock shelves 7 and 8, but I'm not doing shelves 1 through 6. He just said from the beginning, I'm not doing parts of my job. I'm just not going to do, I just don't want to do that job. And you said that that's not doing the job and he should have been fired. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, he's going to indict the former president. What do you make of this?
I would have fired Alvin Bragg the first day that I was in office. That would have been my first words after getting sworn into office, was to tell him that he's being fired for his refusal to do his job. As you pointed out, he comes in on day one and puts out a day one memo that says all sorts of different crimes across the board he was not going to enforce. Other crimes he was going to treat as lesser offenses. And then in the months that follow, there are the individual cases that come up where he shows that he is just not willing to do his job. He's not willing to honor his oath. When Jose Alba gets attacked at a bodega, Alvin Bragg throws Alba into Rikers Island, asks for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Jose Alba was just trying to defend himself from an attack, and Alvin Bragg never charges the person who actually stabbed Jose Alba. And actually, Jose Alba, when he was put into Rikers Island, was put in with an open stab wound. So you have these individual cases on top of that day one memo, and it's clear that Alvin Bragg wasn't up for doing his job and that he had to go. Here in this particular situation, this is a political prosecution. This is Alvin Bragg trying to fulfill a campaign promise to indict Donald Trump. It didn't matter what the facts are. It didn't matter what the charges were. It was just to find something to go after the guy on. But this is the way that Alvin Bragg is trying to upgrade a misdemeanor charge is essentially trying to do inside of his jurisdiction what would traditionally be done by a U.S. attorney. That would be done by the Department of Justice. That would be investigated by the Federal Elections Commission. Everything about this, this argument that Donald Trump was trying to influence the 2016 election, there were so many people and offices and agencies that passed up pursuing this before Alvin Bragg has taken this on many, many, many years later. Quite frankly, he's doing more to interfere with the 2024 election. He's doing 100,000 times more to interfere with the 2024 election than what he's alleging Donald Trump did to interfere in the 2016 election.
Well, Lee, the inconsistencies here abound. I mean, you're talking about And I broke this down in my town hall column yesterday. Friends, if you want to go read it, it's called Arresting Donald Trump. It was the number one column at town hall yesterday. But the crime, if I understand what the rumors have pointed to thus far, and Lee, you're the attorney here, not me. But they've essentially tried to say that because Donald Trump reimbursed his attorney for fees that were incurred by the attorney who was doing some work for him, regardless of whether he had a retainer or not, he was doing some work for him, and he reimbursed him for some of those expenses. And because he put it on the ledger as legal expenses, I guess he was supposed to put a nuisance payment to Stormy Daniels on the ledger. But this is even a crime? Lee, you and I both know a billionaire or two here in New York City. I've asked one of them that we both know well, what's with nuisance payments? And yeah, anybody can come after us and say anything they want. And sometimes we've made payments to make things go away because it wasn't because we were guilty. It's because we didn't want to deal with it anymore. And in this particular instance, the former president has not admitted any wrongdoing. Obviously, you're going to pay your lawyer if your lawyer incurs expenses, and then he puts it on the ledger as a legal expense. Tell me what judge in the country is going to sit there and go, okay, you need to have handcuffs on and go to jail.
Well, there's a reason why this case has been passed up by so many people before him. And by the way, that also includes Cy Vance. It includes the district attorney in New York County before Alvin Bragg. I mean, everyone's passed up on this case before Alvin Bragg has tried to take it on. Listen, if there's some type of a fact that he wants to put out there to justify that we weren't aware of, I think sure. that people are more than willing to to hear with an abundance of curiosity what he's going to try to come up with. But what we all know already is that there is a ton of legal and mental gymnastics that's taking place to even try to turn this into a felony.
Right.
So he is the one who is going to be on defense more than anyone in doing it.
What is your sense? What is your feeling about how this ends? Does Trump come out of this kind of justifying and proving that, yes, there are witch hunts abounding trying to get him? And just like Russia and impeachment and all the rest of it, this is just another tactic that is going to end up backfiring in their face.
That's the most likely outcome. I mean, it's not guaranteed, but in this particular case, if the charges and the fact pattern is what it's being reported, it reeks of a political prosecution. It's one that's going to reek of a political prosecution, not just amongst the people who are strong supporters of Donald Trump, but even people who aren't supporters of his will not like this. And in a way, turning him into somewhat of a martyr if Alvin Bragg follows through with this. I will say that the only wild card that would ever be out there is if somebody was to present new facts.
Yeah,
if there was
new evidence, and I also kind of sense if they had something like that, Lee, that there would be some sort of drip on that, like there has been about the coming indictment. We've got reasons for him to be concerned, something along those lines. Catch my listeners up on what you're doing. What's next for you?
At some point, there'll be a reentry into government. I am enjoying this time to stay active in politics on a volunteer basis. I want to help grow the Republican Party. A couple of weeks ago, I announced a new federal PAC, Leadership America Needs PAC. It's at teamzeldin.com. I've been traveling the state and the country, giving speeches, doing media interviews, talking about lessons learned from our race last year, because there are important lessons on ways to grow the Republican Party. So we're going to stay active. And yeah, at some point, we'll see. There might be a race in our future or something else. But I believe in public service, and I believe in selfless service. I'm about to finish my 20th year in the Army, and I define success as leaving this world better than you found it. So I look forward to continuing to do my part.
And I would say you have done that with stellar excellence, Congressman. Thank you for spending some time with us today.
You got it. Take care, Kevin.
You got it. He has served his country in the halls of Congress and still in uniform. Love that guy. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Big show yet still ahead.